T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
New York City rolls out new protocols for schools should students become sick during the school year. President Trump pushes for schools to reopen. He says there isn't much risk to children. Lawmakers in Trenton approve new prison and police reforms in New Jersey. The Senate has adjourned without extending the extra $600 a week unemployment benefits. Those benefits expire today. Sports, Yankees win, Mets lose again to the Red Sox. It's Friday, July 31st.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Good Friday morning, I'm Michael Wallace. New York City has rolled out its health and safety protocols for public schools in the fall. WCBS's Marla Diamond has been sorting through them all this morning, and she joins us live with all the details. Marla.
And Michael, the protocols released last night by the mayor and school's chancellor are enough to make your head spin. If one or more students from the same class test positive, their classroom will close and the rest of the students will be asked to self-quarantine for 14 days. And if two or more students in the same school test positive but do not share a classroom, the entire building will close for 2 weeks. Parents may get fewer than 12 hours notice of a switch to online learning. Chancellor Carranza.
People are very quickly going to see there will not be anything near a normal, not until we have a vaccine and people are vaccinated.
If a student gets sick in school, they will be isolated and monitored until a guardian can pick them up. The goal of the DOE is to have students in classrooms this fall for 2 to 3 days, with the rest of the days having virtual online learning. The teachers' union calls the chancellor's plan for dealing with an outbreak of COVID confusing and absolutely frightening. Michael?
Marla Diamond live this morning. Mayor de Blasio's plan is to have most kids in school 2 or 3 times a week, but one school principal is planning to only have students go to his school 5 or 6 times a month. In a letter to parents, PS 11 Administrator Bob Bender says social distancing requirements will only allow small groups of students. Stuyvesant High School is considering splitting its 3,300 students into groups so each student would only go to school once a week. The DOE says individual schools can apply for exceptions to the city's recommendations. President Trump is urging schools to reopen. Here's CBS News correspondent Ben Tracy.
Despite questioning the safety of holding an election during coronavirus, the president continues to push for schools to reopen, saying there isn't much risk to children.
The younger, the better. Amazing. The immune system. For children, the lower they are in age, the lower the risk.
Public schools in Washington, D.C. will not open until at least November 6th. They'll start the year with remote learning only. D.C. will provide internet access and computers to the 44% of its students who don't have them. State lawmakers in New Jersey have approved a package of policing and prison reforms. WCBS reporter Sean Adams joins us live with more.
In response to the nationwide wave of protests against police brutality, New Jersey lawmakers took on race, sentencing disparities, and mental health in a long list of bills. They want to criminalize a false call to 911 intended to intimidate a person based on race, similar to what we saw happen in Central Park earlier this year. Lawmakers hope to spur more diversity in the police ranks, more minority recruitment. They want police departments to increase training with regard to cultural sensitivity and mental health issues. Other measures would change the sentencing guidelines for some nonviolent crimes, allow juveniles facing long prison terms to be resentenced, and offer reentry services to inmates who have completed their full sentence. Reporting live, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Stock futures are higher this morning, a day after the Dow dropped 225 points. The extra $600 a week enhanced unemployment benefits will expire today. The Senate has adjourned for the week without extending those benefits. Now, White House negotiators say they are not optimistic they and Democrats can reach a deal on a new coronavirus relief bill. CBS News correspondent Skylar Henry has more.
The White House and congressional Democrats say they are still far apart on a phase four coronavirus relief bill, despite dire economic news this week.
The U.S. economy plunged a record-breaking 32.9% in the second quarter. And for the second week in a row, unemployment numbers are on the rise, with 1.4 million people filing for new benefits.
We've had enough rope-a-dope. We've had enough empty talk. It's time to go on the record.
At this great moment of terrible trouble in our country, our Republican friends are paralyzed, and when they want to do something, it's a stunt.
New Yorkers are still eligible for up to 20 additional weeks of state unemployment benefits. Mayor de Blasio thanks Albany for that.
A great New Yorker, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, used that concept of giving people jobs in their hour of need. That was one of the most foundational ideas of the New Deal. That's how we got out of the Great Depression. One day, I want to believe our federal government will get it again and fund a massive jobs program so people can really get the employment they need and their families can come back and our economy can come back.
New York City's unemployment rate is 18%. Isaias is now a hurricane with winds of up to 80 miles per hour. The storm knocked out power and caused flooding in parts of Puerto Rico and is moving through the Bahamas. John Cangelosi at the National Hurricane Center says the storm may head for South Florida next.
It is tricky to still call the landfall, and the reason that is because we're going to be dealing with the storm that's churning as it approaches the Florida Peninsula. We do have high confidence that it'll be a hurricane as it tracks basically across the whole Bahama chain. That'll happen during the day on Friday and then into the early part of the weekend. But by Saturday and Sunday, we'll likely be dealing with the storm that's churning very near the east coast of Florida.
Isaias may weaken as it approaches the U.S. We'll have more on that in Craig's full forecast coming up next.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. Live on 880 and on demand at WCBS880.com/roundup or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now on the morning news roundup, the forecast with WCBS chief meteorologist Craig Allen hit a couple of pretty good downpours on the way in. Are those gone or could we see some more of that?
The heaviest are now offshore, well offshore. And we still have rain, though, that goes all the way back into the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania. Light to occasionally moderate. So I don't think we'll have anything, the type of flooding that we had last night with those strong storms. However, there will be additional rainfall the first half of today. And then the afternoon starts trying to brighten up a little bit. It's not going to be as hot, obviously, close to 80 degrees, but the humidity will be up there all day. Partly cloudy, muggy tonight, 70 to 75. As for the weekend, Saturday is the better of the two, 84 to 88 with a mix of sun and clouds, still quite humid. And Sunday is very humid, but with a shower or thunderstorm threat just about any time during the day, and Sunday's high in the middle 80s. Currently raining in the city, not too heavy though right now, 71, humidity 93%, and it's an east-southeasterly wind at about 5 miles per hour.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
The number of coronavirus cases in New Jersey is rising again, but Governor Cuomo says even if that spike gets worse, New Jerseyans would still be exempt from New York's travel ban.
I don't know how you could quarantine New Jersey. They don't fly into New York. You'd have to blockade roads, and we're not talking about blockading. We're going to keep our fingers crossed and work with them to get the number down.
New Jersey's had a spike of more than 2,000 cases this week. Governor Murphy has blamed, in part, several large house parties for spreading the virus. Governor Cuomo also says New York will send $30 million to its counties for contact tracing and $2 million in federal funds for flu vaccines. He's worried the flu season could combine with a second wave of COVID-19 to swamp the healthcare system.
If they now have to do flu tests and COVID tests, that could affect the turnaround time on the COVID tests. So we want the counties to be ready with their flu vaccine and flu testing. So we're doing everything we can on that issue.
12 New York companies have been awarded a total of $7 million to help produce those medical supplies. Some New Jersey hospitals are celebrating COVID-19 milestones. For the first time since March 4th, the Valley Hospital in Ridgewood has zero COVID-19 patients. Holy Name Medical Center in Teaneck, which was the epicenter of the pandemic in northern New Jersey, only had two coronavirus patients as of yesterday. 6:12 at WCBS. Now what you need to know in sports. Good morning, Brad Heller.
Well, good morning, Michael. Last night looked to be the night the Orioles were finally going to beat the Yankees. They erased a 5-0 deficit in Baltimore. They were up 6-5 in the ninth, and then Aaron Judge changed all that.
Saucer deal, swing, a drive, deep to left. Oh, you can put this one away. Adios, amigo. Aaron Judge with his second home run of the year. A bomb to left field. And the Yankees go back out in front.
Ricky Ricardo with the call on the fan. The final score, 8-6. The Yankees have now beaten the Orioles 18 straight times, 17 in a row at Camden Yards. The Yankees now come home 4-1. They'll host the Red Sox in the home opener tonight. Gleyber Torres is hoping to play. He was hit by a pitch on the elbow last night. X-rays were negative. The Red Sox coming off back-to-back wins over the Mets. The final at Citi Field last night, 4-2. Christian Vasquez, two home runs off Steven Matz. Three home runs in the last two nights, six RBIs. While the Mets again failed to get the big hit, they were 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Stranded the bases loaded in the eighth inning. Here's manager Luis Rojas.
Got to say, it's anxiety once again. We're just getting a little anxious in those situations. Good at bat to create them, good at bats. But, you know, just once we get there, we haven't been able to deliver those big hits.
And Edwin Diaz struggled in the ninth. He ended up giving up a run in a non-save situation. Mets head to Atlanta now. Four-game series with the Braves starting tonight, pregame 6:30 here on WCBS. The NBA is back. A doubleheader kicking off the restart in Disney World. Lakers beat the Clippers by two. Jazz over the Pelicans by two. Players and staff on both teams in both games took a knee during the anthem. And the Nets will face the Magic this afternoon at 2:30. Brad Heller, WCBS 880 Sports.
You're never more than 15 minutes from the big stories on WCBS.
Good Friday morning. I'm Michael Wallace. Three things to know. In one, the $600 a week enhanced unemployment benefits will expire today. The Senate adjourned yesterday without extending them. Number two, the city has announced protocols for if and when school students test positive for COVID-19 this fall. If a classroom has a confirmed case, it would close for 14 days. If two classrooms in the same school have cases, the entire school would close for 2 weeks. And number three, Governor Murphy wants New Jersey schools to reopen in September, but he's facing growing opposition. Some districts are asking for permission to have online learning only. One of them is Bayonne, where school superintendent John Neese spoke to WCBS's Marla Diamond about a drill they held at their high school.
So what we did is we gathered up about 30 teachers, and we had them portray, they were our actors, and they portrayed students. We set it up just as we would for a normal school day with 9 desks in each classroom to reduce capacity. We're going to put hand sanitizing stations. We're going to put a triage area close to the office for those that we suspect may or may not have COVID-19. It took 16 minutes to screen them, and we had to have personnel outside the school to ensure that they were socially distant as they entered school. And as you can imagine with children, that's going to be problematic, right? The number one thing, if we're talking about safety and security of the children and our families and our community, then remain virtual. We'll evaluate it as we go. But we've got 4 weeks to get this thing planned. And it's tough. It's tough choices. And you know what the hardest thing is as the educational leader in Bayonne is? The fact that we have families that need to go to work. We have families that have child care issues. And you try to balance that. But I'm more concerned about keeping our building safe and our children safe and their families safe. And of course, everybody in the community as well as our employees.
To your knowledge, what the governor is saying right now is not a state mandate.
or what the Department of Education is saying is not a state mandate that you must do some in-person learning or lose funding.
I'm not going to defy the governor or the Department of Education. If they give me my marching orders, I'm going to do it. But I think a good leader asks questions and they say, hey, I got an idea. How about we do it this way? And if they agree, they agree. If they say no, you have to do it, you know, XYZ way, then we will do it how they, you know, how we're told.
Bayonne School Superintendent John Neese. Three state lawmakers are proposing a bill that would delay any in-person learning in New Jersey until at least late October. Governor Murphy has asked for flexibility. He says every school district has different needs. Don't forget to download our daily Morning News Roundup podcast. Search for that wherever you get your podcasts. Type in WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup and subscribe today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.